Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests. Dom Giordano's show. Let's bring in, back in Philadelphia with us, Judge Jeanine Pirro on her new book on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Judge, welcome on board. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be with you. Well, how's it going in Philly?
Well, pretty good. Did you watch the president's town hall last night? What was your analysis?
Well, you know what? Last night I had a wake I had to go to, and I didn't see it, but I pulled it up this morning, and I've seen some of it. I mean, one of the things that is so impressive to me, and, you know, I've known the president for 35 years, I think. He's just very, very clear on where he stands, what he says. He's not intimidated. He's the only man I know will go into a lion's den and come out with his tie straight.
Hey, Judge, wait a minute. Write that down. You're the master of the book title. Why don't you do that in the next Pirro book?
Actually, that is a good idea. But I got to tell you, you know, as I said, I've known him for a long time, and the guy's not afraid of anybody, and he's not afraid of the truth. And that's why I wrote Don't Lie to Me. You know, as a judge, I was sick and tired of defendants standing in front of me lying, or a witness to my left when I was on the bench, or even as a prosecutor, I mean, for many decades. But, you know, in the end, we've got politicians who lie to us day in and day out, and we've tolerated a certain amount. We almost assume that they're going to lie to us. But the lies today are so great and so divisive that it's time to recognize the lies. And then Don't Lie to Me, I put truth to the lies. And it starts with a pandemic and this whole idea that, you know, we have to be locked down for the next 20 years. We'll open the borders, we'll lock you down, we'll defund the police, and then we'll take your guns. It sounds like a perfect socialist country to me. And that's not what we want. And what we're seeing from Compton in California to the decline of New York City, as police are defunded and told to stand down, as crime increases, arrests go down, and gun purchases increase, body armor in New York City has increased purchases by 80%.
Wow.
People get it. They get what's going on, and they're afraid, and they have good reason to be afraid. Because, I mean, did you see, I forget which town it was, Black Lives Matter comes in, and people are eating outside, which we're forced to do.
Pittsburgh.
And they come in with their
Pittsburgh.
Fist raised,
yep.
And they say, you know, you raise your fist, or we're not going to leave you. And let me drink your drink. Let me have a piece of your steak. I mean, this is anarchy. This is chaos. This is what Donald Trump said in 2016. He said, I'm the law and order president. He was almost prescient at the time that he talked about this kind of thing. And in the end, I think America now is seeing it for what it is. And Joe Biden stays silent for 100 days. And then all of a sudden, after the RNC, he says, oh, boy, I better say something. And now I abhor violence. Well, where were you for the last 100 days? You know, and Kamala Harris goes to visit Jacob Blake, okay? And you know, I started the first domestic violence unit in the country when I was a young prosecutor. And you've got this Jacob Blake, and there's an order of protection, and he's accused of all kinds of crimes, sexual assault against the mother of his children, who's not his wife. And, you know, she goes to visit Jacob Blake. And with these two cops in Compton, hey, you were the chief cop in California. You can't wish them well. And what about the I can't even call them people, I have to be honest with you, who were yelling, "We hope you die." And two cops, a mother with a gunshot wound to her jaw, a handgun, I should say, and she's trying to take care of her fellow, her co-partner.
Heroic.
It's now, terrible.
Judge, the new book, Don't Lie to Me, is out this coming Tuesday. And in there, too, your legal expertise, you drill down on the impeachment inquiry in a way that others don't quite bring your combination of media and legal background to this.
Yeah. Well, you know, the impeachment, the whole debacle was, you know, and Nancy Pelosi, I'm just going to jump for a second. She said that the Abraham Accords and the peace deal between Israel, Bahrain and UAE, and then the one between Serbia and Kosovo, that was just a distraction. Well, I got to tell you, their impeachment was nothing more than a distraction to keep the American people focused on anything other than the benefits that President Trump was creating for the American people. And so in comes this pandemic. And the first thing that Nancy Pelosi does in this speech, or the State of the Union, the president brings it up. She literally rips up the speech and she turns from one corner to another so that they can, you know, take her picture or video or tearing up the speech that talks about the pandemic. And then Joe Biden comes out and he writes an op-ed piece in April and he says, you know, we need to do this and this. I can handle this. Are you kidding me? Even the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal said there's nothing he said in there that the president isn't already doing. And by the way, in March, when we were supposed to be locked down for this pandemic, Joe Biden was having a rally, okay? A rally to him,
exactly.
20 people is a rally.
Well, exactly. Judge Jeanine, here in Philadelphia, I'm a lifelong Philadelphian. You're in New York, and New York is another example of a great city, I guess, who figures that it can always do what it's doing with guys like de Blasio. It's at a point of reckoning, and the president has called out all these cities in your book, Don't Lie to Me. That's some of the big lies, that what's going on here, we can somehow or another, New York will survive and be great. It won't. What's the quality of life like there right now?
Right now, I must tell you, the quality of life in New York City is very bad. You know, is over 60% of the vans, the moving vans, are taking people out of New York City. The businesses are shuttered. If the pandemic weren't enough to stop them, and you know, you've got Cuomo here, who's famous for saying America was never that great. He ought to kiss the ground he walks on. He's the governor of what was one of the greatest states. And, you know, now with bail reform, which means no bail, you if the police do arrest you, you walk out as soon as the paperwork is done, and then you're free to go and protest or do whatever you want to do. But in New York City, the businesses are shuttered. You've got police on a stand down. You've got people walking around. I have a radio show on Sunday morning. So Sunday morning in New York City, there's like no one around. And there's a guy walking around with no pants on. I'm going into the radio station and he's drinking out of a glass bottle in a paper bag. This is the new New York City of de Blasio. I mean, it is when they can steal and loot and empty out stores on Fifth Avenue without any pushback from the police, whether it's Chanel or Balmain or Sephora or Macy's in Herald Square, when you can do that, and, you know, and I know friends in law enforcement, and, you know, I was in law enforcement for over three decades. And, you know, they say to me, Jeanine, we're told to stand down. We're not allowed to deploy cops to an area where where these break-ins are going on. I mean, this is crazy. Police are targets now. The incendiary way that they talk about police and they make them the enemy, and what happened in Compton. This is not the America we want. And that's why I wrote the book. These Democrats are lying to you. They lied to you about the Russia collusion delusion. They lied to you about the Ukraine. And just out today are tapes of Joe Biden after the President Trump has been elected. He's dealing with Poroshenko saying, look, we're going to keep a line of communication and you don't need to share everything with Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? He's the president. Who are you other than someone – whose son was running around with you taking billions from China, making millions in the Ukraine, when he didn't have any knowledge of the energy sector, and he knew nothing about the Ukraine and didn't speak the language. I mean, the Biden crime family, I mean, between his brothers using government contracts to build in Saudi Arabia and his son using his connections in China and Ukraine, that's not what Donald Trump's in this for. Donald Trump believes in America. And
exactly,
that's why I wrote the book.
Exactly. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedoms, Judge. And that's a very big part of it. We hope to have you here in Philadelphia. We're working on this. I'd be thrilled to do a fuller interview with you. I'm talking to your people, and we'll see you this Saturday night, too. Any big guests coming up? Any big guests coming up this Saturday night on Fox News Channel with you?
Yep. We've got Herschel Walker, and we've got Laura Trump, and we've got, I think, Leo Terrell. And, of course, you've always got my open where I spout off about whatever's bothering me. And, you know, we'll keep it going. I mean, we've got great viewers, and I thank them and all your listeners, too, for making Justice number one on the weekends in terms of viewers. So
absolutely.
I appreciate it.
This Saturday night, we'll be watching in the book Don't Lie coming up. You can order right now. Judge, thank you. Thanks for the time today in Philadelphia.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right. Judge Jeanine Pirro here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.